Wake up, America. It's time to talk about breakfast cereals on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2024. So exciting. Here we go. Such an exciting time always, right? The holidays, then you come into a new year, an opportunity to just set some new resolutions or just keep finish working on the ones from last year, something, right?
Resurrect them.
That's right. So we're so happy you're here. If you're a regular listener, thank you so much for being on this journey with us. If you are a first-time listener, we welcome you. We hope that you will continue on this journey with us. So let's talk about cereal.
Yeah.
Good topic. Very good topic, because breakfast is a very important meal of the day. We actually think all the meals are important.
We just posted that podcast.
We did. So, but it's very important because we've all, or I would say the majority of us here, at least here in the United States of America, for the most part, have grown up on cereal, eating cereal in the mornings, okay? Like we did. We grew up on cold cereal. My mom did make oatmeal for us. Oatmeal, you've got, what else?
What cold cereals did you eat?
So mom used to get Cheerios. Mm-hmm. She used to buy Cheerios for us, Raisin Bran. Mm-hmm. Remember Raisin Bran? Mm-hmm. Good old Raisin Bran. Corn Flakes. Mm-hmm. And I would say those were the big ones. On a rare occasion, she would buy one of the more sweeter cereals, mm-hmm. like the sugar corn pops. Mm-hmm. It was rare that she got us stuff like, so rare. I don't even honestly remember her getting us like Fruit Loops or Trix, mm-hmm. Or even Frosted Flakes. She would actually just get us like the corn flakes. She tried as much as possible to get us the unsweetened mm-hmm. cereals. Mm-hmm. But then every once in a while she surprised us.
Yeah.
Also waffles. They were the Lego waffles.
Lego waffles.
And so I would say, how about you? What cereals did you grow up with?
That you mentioned. And then Rice Krispies was another one
yes,
for us.
Yes, that was a big one.
And then we did get Frosted Flakes. My mom bought us Frosted Flakes. Mm-hmm. We called them Tony's Tigers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a Midwest thing or not. But but we, you know, same ones as you, mostly. And then she would, the one treat, the special cereal was Trix. She used to buy us Trix. All right. Not all the time, kind of like what your mom's special treat kind mm-hmm. of thing. But we didn't really eat like Fruit Loops or Lucky Charms or stuff like that. My mom stayed away from that stuff. But, you know, today, I mean, you go down the cereal aisle and, oh my goodness, it's a lot. There's a lot of cereals out
there. And a lot of the same ones that were there when we were growing up.
Yeah.
You know, Lucky Charms, the Frosted Flakes, all, you know, all of those cereals.
Yeah.
Oh, Choco, what was it, Vampire? Mm-hmm. There was a Vampire.
Cocoa Puffs. Captain Crunch.
Oh, yes, Captain Crunch. That was the other mm-hmm. one that on occasion, if my mom got us a sweet one, she would get us mm-hmm. a Captain Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Golden Grahams. Those are all common ones now that are still around today. But the thing that people might not realize, and this goes for all of our food actually, mm-hmm. not just breakfast cereals, but a lot of processed foods, is that the way they make those cereals today, just like all of our processed foods, is much different than they made them when you and I were kids.
Right.
You know, with the introduction of artificial sugars now, mm-hmm. There's a lot of dyes, that are in these things, a lot of, preservatives that are now in these cereals and they're just not I think growing up our parents felt like, oh, this is a good way to start the day, you know, and you're getting your vitamins and your minerals and your grains and all that, but it's not as good as it was in terms of the types of ingredients that they're using.
And I think in general they wanted to fill our tummies, right? put something in our tummy so that we'd have some fuel to get us going for the day, you know, go off to school, especially if we were having a test. Mm-hmm. You know, that was, they wanted to make sure that we had the fuel, the energy that we needed to be able to think clearly. Mm-hmm. And of course, don't forget the milk, right?
Right,
of course. But that's its own.
That's a whole separate podcast.
Yes. So when we started our family, I'm trying to think back. I think that we used to get Cheerios, mm-hmm. Rice Krispies, Corn Flakes. Mm-hmm. I think in general, like when Tina and I started our family together, I never, because we really never ate a lot of like the real sweet cereals. I don't really recall that we were buying a lot of those sweet cereals.
Yeah. It was all the basic ones.
That's right. And, but then once we started on our journey to try to find an answer to what was going on with our patients and why they were still not getting better. And we started learning more about food. About real food, about nutrition, mm-hmm. then we started making some transitions.
Well, and learning how to read a food label.
Exactly.
I think that to me was the most
enlightening. Read the ingredients.
Yeah. I was always taught, and this is what I tell patients, we're always taught to read the nutritional facts.
Right.
You know, what percentage of this or that is in the food. And you're always looking for, you know, how much sodium does it have? Or mm-hmm. how much carbohydrates, how much sugars, right? So, and that's
how many calories.
And that's fine.
Right.
But the problem is that it distracts us from reading what's actually in the product, which is listed underneath that box under the section called ingredients.
Exactly.
And this is what has changed a lot over the years. And I think that if you went into your pantry right now and you looked at the ingredients on not just your cereals, but also your canned foods, mm-hmm. your boxed foods that you're serving your family thinking, oh, I'm feeding them healthy, you would be shocked at what they're putting in our food. And yep. and again, we just posted the podcast about nutritionally depleted food and what it does for us. It doesn't do much, right? And that's maybe what's causing us to be hungry all the time or not feel good or gain weight or, exactly. you know, there's just this, especially in children right now, there's this huge obesity epidemic. I mean, we wonder why, right? Where is it coming from? It's coming from our food. Yep. And one of the first things we're eating, first thing in the morning, is breakfast cereal.
That's right.
For the most part.
And you know, like, as far as looking at the ingredients, it's just like, that's one of the biggest things that we teach our patients, we teach our clients who go through our online wellness program, is like Tina said, look at the ingredients and teaching them how to read the ingredients. And I was actually just kind of laughing and chuckling inside me last night because our 17-year-old was looking at a can of roasted salted peanuts. Mm-hmm. And he was looking at the ingredients because that's what we've been teaching our kids. And he was like,
"This is something you bought at Christmas time for some reason?"
Yeah, I bought mm-hmm. it to have like an extra gift. We mm-hmm. were having, you know, we had a party and I just wanted to have an extra gift sitting there just in case. And
you were going to give somebody a jar of peanuts?
Well, roasted peanuts.
I love it. People love peanuts.
People love peanuts.
They do.
People love peanuts. That's right. And our son was looking at the ingredients. He's like, "Wow, this has a lot of
junk.
A lot of junk in it." And
why can't it just be peanuts?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So it's true. Look at the ingredients. So we started transitioning, making some big transitions in our pantry when we started learning more about the ingredients and even what we thought were really healthy cereals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and the main thing too is not having cereal every day. So I think the hardest meal of the day for people is breakfast mm-hmm. because the standard American diet breakfast tends to be not very healthy, right? Whether yeah. it's a sugary cereal or eggs and bacon and sausage,
right.
It's not the best way necessarily to start the day every day. So trying to eat your greens, you know, I know it's a weird thing to think about eating your vegetables for breakfast, but avocado on toast with yeah. a slice of tomato or chopping up some tomatoes and cucumbers and putting it in some warm rice. I mean, those are some of the recipes that
That's
we
right.
share to start your day. But if, you know, we do have breakfast cereals in the house still for the kids.
Yes.
Just because there's those mornings where it is insane and we don't have time to do anything but that. But we try not to make it every day.
Mm-hmm.
you know, it's important not to try to do a breakfast cereal every single day of the week. But we did try to transition to healthier versions of what's out there today. So right. like, you know, there's a healthier version of like a Crispix type cereal. Barbara's is one of the brands that we use. We'll show it here.
If you're watching
us. If you're watching us on YouTube. YouTube. Yeah. So Barbara's is a brand that we get at Sprouts. And just, you know, and then the other one is the cornflakes option. She has a lot of different options. But again, just cleaner, not as many ingredients as the, you know, whatever version of those things that are also on the shelf. Mm-hmm. Not as many preservatives, no dyes, no artificial sugars. And it's made with a GMO grain, which is the non-GMO, genetically modified.
Yeah.
So most of the breakfast cereals that are in at the grocery store, they're not non-GMO. Right. So you're going to be getting GMO corn, GMO wheat. And again, that's also causing us to not feel good and be sick. So, you know, just shifting, you know, the brand that you buy to get away from those things is very, very easy.
Absolutely. Here's another one that is a very healthy version. It's Ezekiel 4:9. And we actually buy this type of bread, mm-hmm. but they also have cereals. Mm-hmm. They have cereals, which are so great. They're so good. And they're mainly like sprouted grains.
Yeah, it's actually good for you.
Really so, good.
Yes. Yeah, if you're looking for like a super healthy cereal because you want to eat cereal yeah. every single day of the week, the Ezekiel cereal is a really good option.
And they actually yeah. have a few different
flavors.
Yeah. yeah, so there's a yeah. few different ones. There's this one here, which is a different brand. This yeah. one is Nature's Path, which is yeah. also considered, if you look up healthy cereals, you'll find these brands on the list of healthy mm-hmm. cereals. Mm-hmm. So yeah. this is another
one. Nature's Path has also a bunch of different varieties. We typically stick with this one though, because it has the least amount of ingredients. Just trying to find cereals that we wouldn't mind giving to the kids, right? After you read the ingredients.
And this would be like a healthier version of like a Raisin Bran, mm-hmm. okay? Because this has flakes, it has pumpkin seeds, it's got raisins. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is actually really, really good.
Yeah.
But you know, like Tina said, we don't have cold cereals for breakfast here at home every day. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we just podcasted about this just at the end of December. And we did a podcast and it is a tough meal. It is a tough meal. And actually that podcast was really focused on, is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? Mm-hmm. So if you didn't listen to that episode, please go back and listen to it. It's a really great one. So some of the different things, like Tina already mentioned, the avocado on toast. And actually nowadays, when you go to restaurants, go to breakfast, it's actually one of the options mm-hmm. on a lot of menus now.
Yeah, it's a pretty common breakfast
item
now.
Very, very, yeah. Another thing you can do with that avocado on toast is put a slice of tomato and sprinkle some sea salt on it. You know, what Tina mentioned about the cucumbers, tomatoes, and warm rice, that's actually called a zippy breakfast, which is in our cookbook. Mm-hmm. What are some other things?
But even doing nut butters, Ezekiel bread, yeah. like slices of banana with a nut butter on mm-hmm. bread is a great way to start the day.
Could put a little bit of honey. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice with you. If you're just craving for a little sweetness, mm-hmm. just put a little honey on there.
Yeah. Granola, but making sure you're buying your granola and you're reading the ingredients of your granola, right. Making sure it's not rolled in wheat or flour or anything like that. But that with berries or in honey, something like that, or a little bit of milk, you know, kind of like a cereal, but not another great option.
And actually this one does kind of have, this Ezekiel cereal does have kind of like that
granola
texture to it.
Yeah.
And then like Tina said, you can add nuts to it. I mean, we just went on a little trip and we took this cereal and we had also some nuts with some dried cranberry, and you could like put that a handful on it, and it just really such a nice breakfast. It really is.
Yeah. It's a great way to start the day.
As far as like the milk, we use almond milk. Mm-hmm. I would highly encourage you to use a a nut-based milk, if mm-hmm. possible. It's just a healthier version of milk. Mm-hmm. And what else, Tina? Any other ideas for breakfast that we can throw out there? We have a cookbook.
Yeah, there's so much in the cookbook, but those are the main ones that I encourage patients to start with, okay? There's a lot of things out there, but it's funny because people are like, well, I don't like to eat the same thing every day. And then I'm like, okay, well, what do you do for breakfast? And they're like, well, every day I eat eggs and sausage. I'm like, but you just said you don't like to eat the same thing every day. But, that's true. Well, that's what I eat every day. So that's a good few options to start. Pick one thing, you know, and try to change one day a week. If you're eating cereal every day of the week, pick, you know, Mondays and do something different on Mondays.
Yeah. And I do want to mention one more thing. On the weekends, we kind of change things up a little bit. And we have our version of huevos rancheros. Huevos rancheros, which typically are eggs over beans, mm-hmm. like beans, and then they smother cheese and mm-hmm. Different salsas. So we actually sometimes we'll do huevos rancheros, our version, using blue chips, black beans, and we will put an egg on there. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll do a over medium egg
with salsa and avocado.
Put some salsa, so it kind of changes it up. It's mm-hmm. a little bit. I mean, yeah, we're frying the egg and a little bit of butter, but you know, just to add a little bit of excitement and variety to what we're doing mm-hmm. With our family. Mm-hmm. So. Anyways, we will. If you want to engage with us, if you have any questions or you just want, you know, you want more information, you can find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. There's a magenta colored button on the homepage that you can click and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. And you can do that from anywhere in the world. It's over the phone. And again, it is free to you. And if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And lastly, if you haven't rated us, please rate us and please give us a 5 so that other people like you can find us easier. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.